So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
It's the summer of 1992. I am 10 years old, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I'm looking through my binder of basketball cards that I've collected. And my sister's sitting next to me, and she's 13 at the time. She's completely ignoring my basketball card habit. And our mom walks through the door, and she's carrying a stack of books. And I see one of the books says, The Makers of San Antonio. Another one says, The Bexar County Connection. And I see she has some paperwork from the Bexar County Archives, and she says, Girls, I have the most amazing thing to tell you. I mean, this is really neat. You guys are going to be so amazed by this. What, Mom? What? What is it? Well, I was doing our family history, our genealogy, tracing our roots back, and it turns out we are one of the direct descendants of one of the original 16 families that founded San Antonio. Isn't that awesome? Oh, cool, Mom. Yeah, I'm like one Sean Elliott card away from getting a full Spurs roster here, so I'm just gonna get back to that. Thanks. Woo! 20 years go by, and I am now living and working in downtown DC. And I'd been away from home for a total of about 10 years at this point. And I'd been thinking about moving back. You know, but I wasn't completely sold on moving back to San Antonio. I mean, I was a city girl now. So I lived in downtown DC. I mean, I didn't even have a car. I just took the metro, I biked, I walked. The idea of moving back to San Antonio was not high on my radar, but I missed home. So I'm home for Thanksgiving break, and I'm telling my family about this, my parents, and they said, you know, Veronica, San Antonio's changed a lot since you've been gone. I mean, people live downtown now. What? It's cool to live downtown? No way. So they say, you know what? Get in the car. Let's take a drive. Come on. So get in the car. We start driving towards downtown. And stop. Car stops. Get out of the car. I look around. And I see this majestic building that I know I've seen 1,000 times driving down the highway on 281, but I never really noticed it. And then I see this red smokestack, big white letters, says Pearl. And I was like, where are we? What is this place? I mean, there's restaurants, there's bars, there's stores. It's just like my apartment in downtown DC. Well, I don't understand how this is San Antonio. Needless to say, that's all it took, and I was coming back home. Now, I was really excited to get reacquainted with San Antonio. So I was going to Fiesta, and let's just say I didn't just do Fiesta during Fiesta time. That's like a whole nother worth repeating topic, right? So I was doing Fiesta. I got to drink Bill Miller's tea every day if I wanted. I was here when the Spurs won their 2014 championship. Go Spurs, go. I was one of those hooligans who went downtown to celebrate. I mean, I ate it up. And, you know, one of the things that I never expected, I was getting to play tour guide for all my friends who'd come visit me from their other cities. And I was taking them to places like the Alamo and the Missions and places that growing up I was limited to visiting during school field trips. And now I was seeing this Canary Islander word spread across at all of these very historical San Antonio locations. You know, I get to take them to the Riverwalk, and I'm on barges, I'm walking the river, and I just think to myself, this is my backyard. This is my city. How proud am I? My friends are amazed that this is where I live. And I realized I was falling in love with the city all over again. Now, I'll never forget this time that I took one of my out-of-town friends down to San Fernando, and we went to go see San Antonio, the saga, and watch this beautiful, amazing, ornate splash of color come across the facade of San Fernando. And I remember seeing this Spanish flag come across, and then I saw these what looked like settlers dressed very similarly to the way I'm dressed now. And I see them, these images of them working and living and building this exact building that I'm looking at. And it was just inspiring. All those memories of my mom telling me about my Canary Islander history and my heritage just all came back. Now, I had my own San Antonio saga come full circle just a couple of weeks ago, actually. So my mom had asked me to attend El Nacimiento, the birth of San Antonio, an event that was being held at San Fernando a few weeks ago, a tricentennial event. And she had asked us, me and my sister and I, over the years, you know, come to this Canary Islander event with me, come to this meeting, come do the reenactment. And there was always a bit of hesitation. I would go. But there was always a little bit of hesitation, mainly because part of that caveat was that we'd had to wear that outfit, the costume. And I was like, there is no way I am ever gonna wear that costume out in public to this event when it's like 100 degrees outside. Not happening, Mom. But this time she asked, and this time it was different. It was different. I had grown up. And there was no hesitation in me. And not only was there no hesitation, there was this extreme sense of pride. And it was pride in knowing my history, and it was pride in embracing my culture. And it was this deep appreciation that had been growing, my love for the city that I was born and raised in. And it wasn't just this appreciation for my city, it was this deep appreciation for my mom, who had worked so diligently and passionately to discover our roots so that I may embrace the moment that I was about to embrace. And so I did. I went to San Fernando in the costume that I had hesitated to wear for so many years, and I showed up, and I will never forget. I walked out, and there were 150 other people dressed just like me and who kind of looked like me, which was a little creepy as well. And to be there in that moment and watch and look at all these people who had not only embraced their history and their culture as well, but who were so proud to be from San Antonio and to be there with and share their experiences with the other San Antonians. It was nothing short of inspiring. So I know each of you have your own San Antonio story. I know whether you've been here your entire life or you just got here 2 weeks ago, you are a part of this city. It's your memories. You are helping build what your ancestors are going to be telling in the next 300 years. So I say to all of you, to all your histories, to all of your cultures, to your past, your present, and your future, I say, viva. Say it with me, guys. One big viva for San Antonio. Viva! Viva San Anto. Thank you.